Hey, this is Jay Bird and Lee, and we're here to talk about movies, music, TV, and what's going on in our part of the world. Today we're going to talk about how our bowling careers have shot off.
Yep.
Yeah, you've taken off with the bowling, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so we have to tell about this whole entire season, right? It's going to be crazy. So, right, Riley?
Yeah.
Start off with your story, and then I'll say mine.
All right. Well, I think it happened in November where tryouts happened. And on Tuesday, so you're supposed to bowl twice, Tuesday and Wednesday after school, and see how you do. And then I actually bowled like the best I've ever done in my life, like on Tuesday.
So wait, 40 kids tried out.
40 kids.
For 16 spots?
For 14 spots.
For 14 spots?
12 to 14, I think.
Yeah, 12 to 14 spots, right? And you were bowling against...
But more than half of those guys were using house balls. So you think those guys get on?
Well, you don't know. Maybe they would be good. But you were bowling against other 7th graders, 8th graders, 9th graders, 10th graders.
11th graders, and that's it.
And seniors.
No seniors. Well, maybe there were.
Yeah, they were seniors on that. So you had to bowl against all those guys, and you had to make it down to the top 14.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did it, right? You eliminated it. You were part of the team. You know, yep. How amazing is that?
Really amazing.
So that's pretty cool. And then your team goes off for an undefeated season.
Yep, and counties.
And they went to counties, or they're going to counties, right?
Yeah.
At this point. Okay, and now Julie.
All right, so Riley, you heard Riley's story. He went on the bowling team, and there was one day, it was technically a practice, and I had a bad day, and I was like, you know what? What the heck? I'll go watch Riley bowling. So I went to go watch Riley bowling, and then the coach of the girls' team goes to me and is like, why don't you bowl? I was like, I don't know. She goes, what else do you play? I'm like, I play tennis and badminton. She goes, I'm the coach for Calhoun for tennis and badminton. Then she goes, go over there. And I'm like, okay. And then I bowl, and she goes, so you made varsity. I was like, I was trying out.
Yeah, because she said, oh, if you don't do well, it's just a fun day for you to bowl, right? It's just the day of bowling. Mm-hmm. But then she said that you made varsity. How, like, crazy is that?
That was crazy. And then throughout the season, I bowled, and I was on varsity the entire time. Then I made counties.
Wait. Before counties, you guys won the conference.
Yeah, we were an undefeated team.
Yeah, undefeated conference. Both of you guys, boys and girls, were undefeated this year in the conference. And then you went on to counties.
And then we went on to counties, and we got third place.
Third place county is pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
First season, both of you guys, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Pretty awesome.
I know. It's just so funny. So do you like, you have one more season to go for bowling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got five.
You got five to go. That's right. So while Julie is going to be practicing a little bit on the off time, so will Riley, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll see, you guys could be like bowling. You guys got the genetics of bowling. Bowling genetics. I don't know what the deal is. It's fun to play.
I mean, like, why not, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how... It's awesome being on the same team as Riley.
Well, that's what's so cool about it is that you're both on the same team. You know?
I'm not going to be in high school with them.
Yeah.
Or at any school. So I was like, you know what? This is pretty cool. Unless I flunk out.
Unless you flunk out. Okay.
Or unless I go...
Or get left back here, yeah.
Or unless... Unless I go to the same college as you.
That would be crazy.
That would be pretty
funny. That would be crazy, actually.
And also, like, yeah, you could skip a year. Why don't you get smarter?
Yeah.
I'm already pretty smart.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think you could be a 9th grader instead of an 8th grader next year.
Yeah, skip 8th grade. Do you think we should push for that?
No, I don't want to be a 9th grader.
You don't want to be a 9th grader ever?
You'll assume.
You're going to have to be at some point.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. You both had a great season bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have another season next year for Julie. And Riley has many years to come, right?
Yeah, he does.
So that's good. You know, I mean, like I said, it's like in the genetics. I think it skipped my generation, but all your grandparents and uncles and great uncles or whatever, they all.
Riley and I got all the talent. Sorry. I'm joking.
Yes. You have the bowling talent.
I got better bowling talent.
Whatever.
No, hey, you know what? You bowled a 190 something the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I bowled a 214.
And I beat you twice.
And I beat you twice. We should have played a tied game.
Yeah, but
this sounds like a bowl off.
does sound like a bowl off.
Yeah, we should do that.
All right.
How about this? No, we need to finish it. How about this? After bowling on Saturday, we should do an extra few extra games with me and Julie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because I'm not done.
No.
All right. That's it.
Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Bye.